Jesus heals the woman who came up to him behind him, saying that if I touch his clothes, I will be healed. And so she did, and she did it anonymously. She tried to do it secretively. Maybe she had a little lack of faith with her faith, meaning that, you know, maybe she saw a little bit of magical power in Jesus and maybe didn't think that he knew the power that was going to come forth from him. And so, but she had enough faith that Jesus even praised that. So she did have the sufficient faith to be healed. And the synagogue official, Jairus, wanted his child to be healed and was told that the child was dead after Jesus healed the woman with the hemorrhage. And Jesus said, do not be afraid, just have faith. Just have faith, and he did, and the child was risen from the dead when Jesus went to her. So our Lord the gospel readings are encouraging us to strengthen our faith. Strengthen our faith. This is such an amazing life we live, where everything around us is physical and the senses, and we live by these physical things, these natural things, and yet we're called to live by faith. So what are two different worlds, you know, the unseen world and the physical world, and we're called to live by faith. Of course, those who don't have faith, those who don't know much about God, they can see. They can see that there's things beyond just the physical world, but they have no idea what it is, and they can easily fall into error and all kinds of imaginations, all kinds of strange theories and beliefs, and of course that is what has happened in the past, idolatry, and continues to happen. And of course we are blessed to have the revelation of God and the church to guide us into all truth. And without following the church strictly, of course, we fall into error and heresy so easily. And yet in the concrete way, in a personal way, we're called to live by this personal faith, faith which is not a magical thing, but it's a relational, personal thing. Our faith is based on a person, a divine person, in our relationship. This woman who was healed with the hemorrhage maybe saw that power in an impersonal way, and Jesus made it more personal, that he was aware, that he knew, and he confirmed her faith and strengthened it. And so her faith was united to the person of Jesus, the person of God, and strengthened so much more powerful, so much more beautiful, that our faith is a relational thing. That, you know, you see when Moses did all his miracles and then the magicians did theirs. Theirs was based on formulas and this preternatural power that Satan has, and that, you know, in our mind can work certain kind of quasi-miracles that God has placed in the power of our mind. But those things are impersonal things. Our faith is a personal thing with God. And we are to strengthen and receive power and miracles through a personal relationship with God, a trust in Him, a love for Him. And that makes our faith and our living out our faith so much, much more beautiful, full of love for God and a personal relationship. And our faith can get stronger and stronger, full and more powerful in this trust, a trust in God and for God. So we are called to, in today's gospel, to nourish our faith, strengthen our faith in prayer and trust in God and love for God, and we entrust our journey of faith to Our Lady, who will keep it strong, keep it free from error, keep it close and intimate with Jesus and God our Father, the whole Holy Trinity.
Et Jesus. Christ, who is.